Monday marked Earth Day for 2019, but this is Earth Week, and for many, April is Earth Month. We know with certainty climate change is taking place, and humans are having an adverse impact. As we take note of where we are in terms of environment and ecosystem health, we wanted to explore the impact humans and climate change are having on the variety of species we have in Washtenaw County. I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. Our guest today is Brian Clatt, and Brian is director of the Michigan Natural Features Inventory, which is most appropriate as the theme of this year's Earth Day is Protect Our Species. And thank you so much for the time today, Brian.
Oh, my pleasure.
For those unfamiliar with the work of the Natural Features Inventory, what exactly is your organization's function?
Well, we are what's referred to as a natural heritage program, and we are part of MSU Extension. But we have counterparts in every state in the U.S. And we have a two-part mission. One is that we maintain the most comprehensive database on the location and condition of threatened and endangered and other rare species and high-quality habitats in the state. In addition to that, we conduct research related to various conservation issues.
So what happens with all of that data and information you collect and store each year? How is that used to benefit strategy and policy?
Well, we try to make it as widely available as possible. Because we are the most comprehensive database in the state, that we kind of refer to ourselves as the official database.
Mm-hmm.
And various state and federal agencies use our information to manage the lands that they have, as well as carrying out their regulatory function. So, for example, the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality uses our data to evaluate applications for wetland permits. MDOT is part of meeting their National Environmental Policy Act requirements, use our data to evaluate the projected and planned highway projects.
So let's set a broad baseline for the rest of our conversation. As you look at the overall level of biodiversity in the state of Michigan, how do we stack up against the rest of the country?
Well, we're really quite a diverse state. We have a lot of different habitats. We have a lot of wetlands, although a lot of those have disappeared over the years. And wetlands in particular tend to have very high biodiversity. But if you look at specific groups, we have about 15 species of snake in the state, but Arizona's got 200.
Right, right, right. That's why I like Michigan. Well, let me ask you this: are we as doing as well or as poorly based on perspective in Washtenaw County as the rest of the state is doing?
Well, Washtenaw County, I think you're probably aware, has a very high environmental consciousness.
It does indeed.
And it is one of the more diverse areas within the state because of the geologic history of the area. It has a lot of changes in topography, which results in a lot of microhabitats. Some of the cities like Ann Arbor have a natural features
ordinance.
And that's extremely helpful. Of course, Washtenaw is subject to all of the state and federal regulations, too.
The Earth Week edition of Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Brian Clatt. Brian is the director of the Michigan Natural Features Inventory. And, Brian, let's talk some of the challenges. There are about 150 species that can be found in Washtenaw County that are either on the endangered or threatened list. Now, is it plants, animals, or insects that we're most in danger of losing?
When you lump things together, there's a lot of plants.
Right.
So if you look at Washtenaw or the state in general, the majority of species that are threatened or endangered are plants. But it goes across the entire range of species. So insects, fish, birds, mammals, you name it. In Washtenaw in particular, there has been northern long-eared bats, for example.
Right.
Are recently declared listed as a threatened species by the feds, and they have declining populations due to a fungus. So it really is across the board in all of the plant and animal groups.
So as we, and we'll break it up just a little bit here, but as we look at threatened plant species or endangered plant species, is the biggest issue invasive species?
It depends whether you're looking historically or today. Historically, the biggest threat to species has been land use change,
right.
And it's continuing to be one. you know, as we get greater, more population, cities expand.
And that is true for the animals as well, encroachment over development.
That's right. That's right. But invasive species are indeed a concern. Some of the things that we worry about, I mean, the very northern long-eared bats, for example, they are being impacted by a fungus that we refer to as
white-nose fungus, right.
Yep. And that's an invasive species. Some of the other prominent invasive species around the Washtenaw area are purple loosestrife, although great effort and success has been made in controlling that a bit with the loosestrife leaf-eating beetles. Other things that are out there, buckthorn. Glossy buckthorn is a
spreading
shrub.
Everywhere.
It is, and it's hard to control. It takes a lot of effort, either through pesticides or burning. So these things continue to spread, and as they spread, they take up room in the environment and tend to crowd out the natives.
Once again, you're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and our conversation with Brian Klatt of the Michigan Natural Features Inventory continues on an Earth Week presentation of issues of the environment. And Brian, I know you know these statistics, but I'm going to pass them along. From the global perspective, EarthDay.org reports that we are in the midst of the largest period of species extinction in the last 60 million years. They say usually between 1 and 5 species go extinct annually, but scientists are now estimating we're losing species at 1,000 to 10,000 times the normal rate, with multiple extinctions daily. Now, we know, as you've just mentioned, that a growing human population and the differing land use that we have today is making a huge difference. We also know of all of the conservation efforts that are underway. Great investment in environmental cleanup, the effort to combat the spread of invasive species, both plant and animal. There's a growing commitment to alternative energies. Is it too late for many of these species that comprise our local ecosystem?
That's actually a difficult question because in some cases, like, for example, the Powasheik skipperling, which is a small butterfly that does occur in Washtenaw County, it's been declining, but we don't really know why. We suspect it may be pesticides. On the other hand, there is the efforts that you mentioned will help stem the tide of losing species. But for example, the recent report indicated that if you look at biodiversity in the United States from pre-European settlement, mm-hmm. we've lost about 40% of the biodiversity in the U.S. And between 1970 and 2050, we are projecting to lose another 11%. And that's if things continue the way they are. And if we put in effort to try to stem that, The best we're looking at is still about a 6% loss in the U.S.
So what is it intangible value that we lose if many of these species do become extinct?
Well, there's both tangible and intangible value. You know, one of the things that why biodiversity is so important is that human well-being in general is dependent on healthy ecosystems, and a lot of these species that are threatened, they're canaries in the coal mine. They're telling us that ecosystems are being impacted. They're not functioning as well as they used to, and we depend on these ecosystems for everything from food, fiber, economic development. You name it. Human well-being is extremely dependent. It's just absolutely intimately linked with healthy ecosystems.
Now, the work you do is based in science and collecting data and information and passing that along to the appropriate people, but you've been doing this for quite a while. Do you see the political will to achieve the biodiversity goals that we need to sustain ourselves moving forward?
I think in the long term, I do. I may be one of the few optimistic environmentalists you're going to run into. But I've been in this business for quite some time. MNFI is we're going to have our 40th anniversary next year, and I look at the condition of pollutants in the environment and public awareness, what companies are doing to try to minimize their effort, and there's been tremendous progress during my professional time.
So, as our time together is just about out, if all who are hearing your voice today can walk away with one notion about the protection and preservation of our biodiversity, what do you want it to be?
Well, I want them to understand that there's an awful lot that people can do on an individual basis. I mean, we talk about climate change, and it's a huge issue. But drive your car less, ride your bike, leave your lawn a little bit longer in between mowings. Recycle. It's all a matter of reducing your ecological footprint.
I thank you so much for the time and the information. I've really enjoyed the conversation, Brian.
My pleasure.
That is Brian Klatt. He is the director of the Michigan Natural Features Inventory and our guest on an Earth Week edition of Issues of the Environment. This weekly feature is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.